welcome. The Bail-In, Is Your Money Safe? That's what you're listening to. I'm Kevin McCullough, along with David Fisher. In these visits, we hope to illuminate you about a little concept called the bail-in, how it's legally allowed in American law, and how it impacts your portfolio. Money. And with that, let's get straight to the discussion. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us having discussion, myself and David Fisher, about a thing called the bail-in. What it is, why it matters, how it could affect your long-term financial goals. In fact, how it could seize money right out of your accounts, legally, lawfully. This has all been legalized by, you know, the Washington, D.C. swamp. David Fisher is back to help explain how it all works. And, David, it is a scary reality to understand that given the right circumstances, our United States government could just reach right into our account and say, thank you very much. But, in fact, that's what a bail-in is. For people that haven't joined us before, explain why it would ever be implemented.
Well, when the country, who's $22 trillion, is in debt, and the interest payment on our national debt now has exceeded $1 trillion, and the budget deficit is just close to $1 trillion annually, it's a mathematical improbability that we can't manage our money. And this is during booming at times. Imagine for a second what it'd be like in recessionary times. Businesses would make less money, therefore less revenue to the country, therefore higher interest payments, and just putting more debt on our $22 trillion. So at some point in time, though, this is not going to work mathematically. And that's why this whole law has set up previously to have a bail-in in our country as another alternative method to shoring up the lack of funding to suffice the debt structure of our country and pensions and government agencies. So this is a scary thing. And it's not a matter of if we're going to have a recession. It's more like when we will have recession. We have booming times. We have recessionary times. And that's just economies run in cycles. So do countries. And so does debt. So when the debt gets to a challenging point, unfortunately, many billionaires like Ray Dalio, Stanley Druckenmiller, there's many of them, Paul Tudor Jones, they have all said a structural impossibility is coming to fix the debt structure of our country. And now is the time to get some gold in your hand, because the next recession is going to be significantly more challenging than 2008. These are not people who own gold or a gold company or have any vested interest from that standpoint. They're just analyzing the debt structure and where we're going, what the next recession will be. So it's imperative to act now and get some funds diversified so that when we go through this, and probably a recession or maybe as early as September when they don't raise the debt ceiling could cause and trigger this whole concept of a bail-in, you want to have some money sidelined before all that.
All right. That's well explained. But let's talk for a second about the legal foundation for what they've done. Are you advocating, are you telling me, are you informing our listeners that the United States government passed a law that would allow them to, in essence, pickpocket our electronic accounts?
Yes, I am. And it sounds earth-shattering. And, Kevin, I've written a white paper called The Coming Bail-In. It's now in its seventh edition. It took me 2 years to finally break down and write this report that's in depth. And since then, there's been seven additions or revisions to it. So I didn't want to put the word out there because I didn't want to sound like a Chicken Little, the sky is falling. And it's not a sky is falling. It's a financial dilemma is coming. So you want to be properly prepared. And, you know, the scriptures say people perish for lack of knowledge and wisdom. It happens spiritually. It also happens economically and financially. But there was a law that was passed in 2010 called the Dodd-Frank Act. And that was the main crux of the law. Without reading the 2,300 pages, there was a white paper. And I'm going to quote the white paper today from the FDIC, our own Federal Deposit Insurance Company, and also the Bank of England in 2012. For listener simplicity, you can go to FDIC.gov. It's a government website, and you can read with your very own eyes the 18 pages. But I'll just read the executive summary of this joint paper called Revolving Globally Active Systemically Important Financial Institutions, which is a mouthful of understanding the Dodd-Frank Act. And here it is on page one of the executive summary, and here's what it says about the bail-in. In the U.S., this strategy has been developed in the context of the powers provided by the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Financial Protection Act of 2010. Such a strategy would apply to a single receivership at the top-tier holding company, assign losses to shareholders, that's the person who holds the account, and unsecured creditors of the holding company, and transfer sound operating subsidiaries to a new solvent entity or entities. Now, let me put it into simple English. During, before, or after a financial crisis, this is the interpretation of the Dodd-Frank law that says they can seize your money, send it to a receivership company, which is, by the way, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. You see the pieces of the puzzle being put together in my white paper. And they would assign losses. In other words, they seize your money, 56 to 71%, what the Wall Street Journal says. And they assign also losses to unsecured creditors of any holding company. In other words, if you had stocks, things like that, and then they would transfer all that money that they would seize to an entity for fixing of the debt.
You know, like you said, this has happened in multiple countries, but the verbiage is very explicit and very important.
Well, a lot of people ask when they read this, is they ask me, first of all, is this just for bank accounts? And I would hopefully like to say yes, but in reality, it's not the yes answer. First of all, the retirement accounts are not safe. Fox News did a big in-depth study on this back in 2013. And I'm not going to read the whole report, but the question was on the article, is your retirement account safe from our government? And it says this in the first paragraph, is the same federal government that has Social Security headed for bankruptcy looking to mess with your 401ks and IRAs? And the answer is yes, according to Richard Cordray, the previous director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's, quote, one thing we've been exploring. In reading on in this report, Fox News says that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau under Dodd-Frank has boundless authority to interfere in nearly any consumer financial transaction, any product, anywhere in the economy, and to do so with any accountability to the American people. So in other words, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, treasuries, bank accounts, IRAs, 401ks are not immune from a bail-in, according to Fox News in the interpretation of the bail-in laws. So this is why it's very imperative to diversify. Now, the bail-in was done in 8 different countries electronically, where they didn't go knock on doors. They didn't send out a report ahead of time. They just seized the assets electronically. And that's how bail-ins have been done. And I would assume if we did that in America, it would be done the same way. This would be like post 9/11, the market is shut down for a period of a few days, and they would make the transition and the changes in the accounts.
By and large, David, people listening today have not heard about this, except for hearing your voice on it. There's been very little that has been published in the mainstream for people to understand.
Well, actually, there's been lots of things published in the mainstream media. You just have to go dig for it because it's not a popular topic. But it's been published, and it's been published very widely, and a lot of the reports that I get are from government websites, and you can even, you know, Google the report, and you can see with your own very eyes that these are factual things that have been published, but not, you know, most people aren't going to sit there and, you know, without knowing what's going on, you know, look at what different laws have been passed.
Right.
But in reference, the country, you know, has to fix the debt somehow. They have to either default it, you know, and walk away and announce bankruptcy, and they're probably never going to do that. They never have done that so far, and that would be utter financial chaos if so. They have to raise taxes. Well, they can't raise it enough to offset the debt structure. They've been lowering taxes, and it's causing more debt. So that's probably not going to work. They have to cut spending. I imagine the government cutting spending. That's, if they did that, that would solve the whole problem, but they're not going to probably not do that. Or they have to inflate their way out of that, raising interest rates like they did in the 70s. But rates would have to be double digit and be horrendous for the economic structure. Or the newfound way is the redheaded stepchild, so to speak, the unknowledgeable way, the unknown way, except for when you look in history and look into the internet and you can see that this has been happening, and that is the bail-in. So this is the most effective thing that the International Monetary Fund has said that the United States needs to do to implement to fix its debt structure.
Well, the interesting thing about all of this is that if we know about it in time, we can actually prepare. And so in the final couple of minutes here, David, talk to us about what we need to do to be prepared.
Well, most people have a 401k and IRA. Most people are not aware that you can roll that over into a qualified plan with no taxes, no liability, and buy physical gold and take possession of it without a tax liability. I have a white paper on that also. So they also can buy outside of the retirement, you know, through their bank account or savings checking account. So this is, or they, if they have some stocks outside in a non-retirement, they can sell a portion of that and buy physical metals. So this is about, you know, investing is only about moving your money in an area where you think the future will benefit you. Because if you don't take care of your money now, it's not going to be there in the future to take care of you. And that's really the key. So this is why diversification in unknown times like this is a key element to surviving the next recession.
To get any of your questions answered, please call David's firm this week. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. You can also reach them online at LandmarkGold.com. That's LandmarkGold.com. And thanks for listening to The Bail-In. Is Your Money Safe?
Money!
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Landmark Capital.